Hi, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is a special episode. I'm going to call it 44.5, and it's I wanted to create this podcast particularly to focus on what happened today in the United States of America. The Supreme Court of the United States, by a 6-3 vote, banned discrimination in the workplace against LGBTQ employees and people throughout the country. So this is a landmark ruling for a couple of reasons. First of all, it upholds what happened in 2013 with the legalization of gay marriage in the United States. It's shocking that America is so far behind the rest of the world on these civil rights issues. Think about that. We're going to come back to that. But it upheld that and reinforced it, which is a huge thing. Second point is, it was done on a court that has been packed with Republican nominees, specifically Mitch McConnell, who is Satan's blood fart come to life, slithered out from under a fucking slimy rock in hell to manage to worm his way to Senate Majority Leader, like Damien the Omen, okay? blocked Obama from nominating a Democrat to the Supreme Court during his 8-year run as president. And when Donald Trump got in, Mitch McConnell made sure that those seats were going to be filled with young Republican conservative judges, despite even a lack of qualifications. And Mitch McConnell's been busy packing the courts, lower courts, with similar judges. So this is a huge, huge victory in the face of that opposition. And I will say it's also the third point that of why it's so important is it's a complete rebuke of the Trump administration and Donald Trump himself, even from his own judges that he appointed. He was not getting support because he is a bigot. He's not only a racist, he's a bigot. He's not a friend of the LGBTQ community, period. And his administration has been behind the scenes trying to take away the rights of gay people. And this was one of those examples. His administration was behind this push to remove laws against discrimination against gays. Donald Trump's administration was doing that. Okay? So this was a flat-out rebuke of that. And I was so glad to see it because Donald Trump is a heinous monstrosity. He is abhorrent to not just the American way of life or to the world scene, but he's just abhorrent to humanity, okay? And the fact that the Supreme Court slapped him down, slapped his creepy Q-tip of a vice president, Mike Pence, down as well, because of course Mike Pence is right behind all this too. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's stunning what happened today. So I just wanted to celebrate this moment because it's huge. Gay people should be protected just like anybody else. Now, I mean, technically speaking, black people in America are supposed to have equal treatment and they're supposed to be equal, correct? But as we are seeing time and time again, even now, just recently, while all these riots are going on, we're seeing black people getting targeted by police officers. We're seeing videos of white people, you know, calling black people niggers and people calling people spicks and wetbacks and telling them to get out of this country, calling them fags, whatever. Like, the hate goes on. You can't legislate that hate out, but at least there's some sort of buffer against that kind of hate. There's something that a discriminated person can fall back on. The Trump administration was trying to take that buffer away and leave them to their own devices. And it's not going to go. This is America in 2020, okay? Get with the program. And I've seen a couple of pictures recently of gays supporting Trump online, pictures of them with Trump flags and shit. Wake the fuck up. Trump is not for you. He's not your orange-colored daddy, okay? And he's not... he's not the guy that imprisoned you and you have Stockholm syndrome and you can't help it go crawl back to your abuser. He is against you. He is fighting against your rights as a person. He's fighting against the rights of your fellow gays in the community. If you're a white, wealthy gay, maybe you're for Trump because you get a tax break or something. I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking about, but let's just imagine. If you're a white, wealthy, gay, and you're getting these tax breaks, so you think Trump's great. He's hurting all the rest of us. He's hurting all the other gays in the country who are not rich, who are black and gay, or Mexican and gay, or white and poor and gay. The fact that you don't stand up with the people that are most connected to your lifestyle and your beliefs as a person makes you a traitor. It makes you lower than fucking scum. You're lower than the scum on fucking diarrhea. Do you understand? You are just completely worthless people. And I reject you outright, okay? it baffles me. It baffles me. Trump is fighting against your rights. The Republican Party is fighting against your rights. You're supporting a man who is basing his rejection of homosexuals and their rights on a Judeo-Christian theology, or I don't want to say theocracy because we're technically not a theocracy. but a theology. The man can't even hold a Bible straight. He can't even hold it upright. He doesn't know where the front of a Bible is, okay? I mean, that's maybe a general problem with books that he has, but I mean, he could not find a Bible in a pile of Bibles, all right? So that is the man that you're supporting, who's then turning around and using those quote-unquote beliefs. He doesn't have any beliefs, but he is using those beliefs of evangelical Christians to prop up his joke of a campaign, joke of a presidency. He's using those things. He doesn't believe any of it, but you're supporting that. And what you're supporting, he's turning around and using against you. You know how fucking stupid you are to do that? I mean, I cannot believe that you people can remember to breathe without a reminder on your cell phone, okay? I don't know. It just, I mean, all gay Trump supporters just literally drop the fuck dead, okay? Just take one of your precious guns you're so fond of and just fucking blow your brains out. Because I don't see any other purpose for you at all. What are you here for? I mean, you supporting Trump is, any gay supporting Trump is basically the same as you shooting yourself in the fucking head. So just do us all a favor and just skip the whole life part and just go straight to the end, okay? I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I just, on a day like this, it's good to reflect on what it's taken to get this far. You know, all the brave black people that stood up for black rights, civil rights, that led to gay people saying we want the same kind of protection for ourselves. And they stood up. And all those people that did all that sacrificing, many of them were beaten and killed and everything else. They stood up for their rights. And then you turn around and you support a giant, grotesque, embarrassing warthog of a human being who's taking away those rights or trying to, okay? Go to hell. Anyway. Yay, we got our rights back. We're human. The Supreme Court said we're human, so isn't that great? Anyway, I actually am very happy. I know that was a little bit of a rant. Sorry about that, but it's got to be said again, I guess. But I am very happy about the Supreme Court decision. It was very, very surprising. And given all the other shitty political news coming out of the United States right now, and so much injustice in the American government right now, that this was kind of it was like a breath of fresh air today, okay? So anyway, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming. I just wanted to make a special kind of celebratory post podcast. So anyway, yay equality. And I hope you get out there and enjoy it, okay? Please be careful, because apparently America is going back under into coronavirus territory thanks to, yes, that's right, Trump-tards refusing to wear masks, refusing to obey guidelines that would have protected people, and now we're getting a spike again in coronavirus cases in all the red states. Isn't that great? Wow, they're so wonderful. The beautiful thing is Trump's going to be doing some rallies soon, so hopefully they'll all get it and die. You know, it's called evolution, you know? I believe in evolution. It's about time that evolution does something about Trump-tards, you know? Anyway, so, rainbows and unicorns, everybody. We are free and we are protected under the law. I will talk to you later, okay? This is the end of this podcast. I'm going to stop talking. But anyway, I love you. Bye.